That was what I wanted. That's good.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, her name was, Custis was her name, I think.
Yeah.
Custis or Lee. Martha Custis might have been her, her family name. I'm not sure. In fact, there's a town up here in North Georgia called Plum. They have a fair up there. Well, how about, you remember that old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
No. I don't believe it.
Remember, there was another song, Aunt Dinah's Quilting Party?
Yes,
I was seeing, what was
Nelly.
It? Nelly. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, there's a town up in North Georgia called Plum Nelly.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it's called that because it's almost Plum out of Georgia and Nelly into Tennessee. No kidding. It really is. There's a little place up there. They have a fair once a year. Plum, and they call it Plum Nelly. Then the book of the Bible, it comes right before Mark.
Luke.
And you have Luke and you have
Mark, Luke, and John.
And the one before that is Matt.
Matthew.
Yeah, right. And what did you call your teacher when you were in school? You call her a...
Teacher. Well, you mean you call her name or...
No, I just meant teacher. Did you ever call her like a...
Teacher, no, it wouldn't be...
Like a school ma'am or...
A school ma'am, not mom or whatever they call them. No.
Okay.
That wasn't my expression.
And if you had... Do you remember that actor, the movie actor, Gary...
Cooper.
I was wondering if you pronounce that Cooper or Cooper.
Cooper.
All right. And he would be Mr. Cooper, and his wife would be...
Mrs.
All right. And do you have a name for an untrained part-time minister? Or carpenter? Maybe a carpenter would be better.
All right. An untrained carpenter would be a handyman.
All right. And let's say a handyman might be quite capable, though.
He might be trained and capable.
Right. Let's take some guy who really wasn't very capable, and you might let him patch up your barn for you, but you wouldn't let him fool around with your house.
See. Wouldn't trust him that much.
Yeah, right.
Okay, let's see. He'd be a cobbler.
Okay.
He'd just cobble up
some. Cobbler. Would you ever call him a jackleg?
Yes, I've heard that expression.
Have you ever heard the expression a yard axe?
Nope.
But you have heard jack.
Yeah.
What's that?
Had what name?
Yeah, you have heard the term jack.
Jack at old trade.
No, or jack. Or how about jack leg?
Yes, Jake leg, I believe.
Okay, a Jake leg, and is that what that would be?
I think that's what that's called.
Okay, and if we're talking about some relatives of yours, and I point over here and I said, this man, he's your uncle.
Yeah.
And his wife, she's?
My aunt.
All right. And do you remember Abraham's wife's name in the Bible? Starts with an S.
Sarah?
Yeah, right.
Sarah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And if you had a, your father's brother would be...
Uncle.
Okay, what were the names of some of your uncles?
Joe Abercrombie was uncle on my father's side. And they wasn't no uncles on the mother's side.
Okay.
Was over.
Let's say one of the man's names is William. You'd call him?
Bill.
Uncle Bill. All right, and how about his name was John?
Well, we just call him John.
Uh-oh.
You mean of the other name?
He's your uncle.
Call him. Uncle John.
Okay. And then the commander-in-chief of the army, he'd be called a...
Commander-in-chief.
Or a
general.
Yeah. And then a man who presides over a court.
Oh, a court.
A court.
A course.
A court, no, a court. Like,
a court, or you'd be a judge.
All right. And a child in school would be called...
Pupil.
Or a student.
Student, yeah.
And how about a woman who might work in an office?
Work in an office, she was secretary.
All right. And a woman up on a stage would be a...
Actress.
All right. And we're talking about nationalities, your nationality and mine.
Well, I'm a Scottish Irish.
Yeah, or you're just, we're both, what kind of citizens?